The competition slot cornerback for Robert McClain and yourself, you know, you came to Atlanta and nothing was guaranteed, but just talk about that that competition that's going right now.
It's a great competition. We respect each other.
Sure.
Come out here and work every day. We push each other. We all play the position very well. We're all familiar with the position. And the good thing about it is that, you know, it's no one's position, so everybody has to perform.
Does that have something to do with choosing Atlanta? I know I heard you say earlier, you know, the Alabama product being, you know, close to the area, but the fact that maybe that's a little bit of a wide open position, an opportunity to start perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, of course. You don't want to go nowhere where, you know, they have someone at that position. If you do have to go to a place like that, you know, your mindset is still, I'm going to do my best to earn this position, or I'm going to do my best to make this team. But for the most part, you want to be somewhere where you have the best chance to get on the field and help the football club, especially at something that you're comfortable, a position that you're comfortable at. And I felt like this was the place. And on top of that, you know, just being in Atlanta, as far as the location, you know, being close to home, and, you know, the coaches and the players that I'm familiar with, I felt like it was a good fit.
Talk about the cornerback position in Coach Nolan's scheme. You played in some other ones. Is there a slot corner? What are some of the differences from what Coach Nolan wants out of that position versus some of your other experiences?
It's basically all the same, but Coach Nolan, he's very detail-oriented on, you know, what he wants from each position. Being in the slot, you know, the same there, getting your hands on guys and not allowing things that you shouldn't allow. You know, if you got inside technique, don't let the guy get inside, simple and plain. He's going to nail that into you. You know, he's going to let it be known that that's something that he don't want to happen. And you know, you see the fire in him and you want to get it done for him.
Sure. Yeah, you weren't here last season, but what are some of the guys, some of the vets that were here, told you about kind of what's expected about how things are going to change from last season to this year, especially on defense?
Vets don't really say nothing. They lead by example. You see these guys come out here every day, and they're fired up no matter what part of the year it is. Off-season, OTAs, minicamp, you know, they come out here and they're ready to play. And that's something I've noticed. They didn't, you know, sit there and say verbatim, this is how we're going to do things now, opposed to the past, as far as veteran players go. But they come out here and they show it, you know, so I see it and I'm catching on to it.